Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinnie with a Y. And, of course, proud collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz. Just posted a story on Guerrilla Media today that a good friend of mine, Nicola Grace, sent me. I believe it was something about GE. I'll find it sooner or later. But in the meantime, I'll get it straight from the horse's mouth. Nicola Grace, ladies and gentlemen, is the media spokesperson for Health Freedom New Zealand. And they've now got a new project to do with GE, GM, and whatever other kind of letters and denominations they have. It's basically the most ridiculously scary, genetically modified crapola that has ever come across, and it's real big business. Nicola, welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Hi, Vinnie, thanks.
Now, give us an update here. What's happening with GE to get you guys so uppity, and actually, what's happening with GE Free New Zealand?
Well, we've always been uppity about it. We've just had so much focus on our fluoride campaign and the anti-vitamin bill that was going through that we were simply under-resourced to start putting any of our resources and activities towards what's happening in the GE front in New Zealand. But we've kept our eye on it. And recently, we just joined with GE Free New Zealand to help support them in raising awareness and using all of our resources to get behind them, principally because there's three things that are threatening New Zealand right now, threatening our brand, threatening our health freedom, and threatening the environment. And the first one is the release of the GE pine trees into the atmosphere. And the second one is the appointment of Sir Peter Gluckman as the chief scientist for the government, really pushing New Zealand to get behind GE as a way of us to progress further. And the third one is the free trade agreement with America, with a clause that the media seem to have just asked about but brushed over, which states that American corporations need to be consulted before New Zealand changes or brings into any laws that affects their sale of their products. So that's all pretty alarming stuff, and it's happening. So that's kind of made us go, right, we need to spring into action. And we have had one of our members start the GE Free Shoppers campaign, which you can find on Facebook, GE Free Shoppers NZ.
And this comes off the back of an article released by the New Zealand Herald here. Watchdog red flags GM food. New Zealand's Fonterra, the world's biggest dairy exporter, is under scrutiny over potential GM or genetically modified contamination in the milk product it sells. It comes after Greenpeace Australia questioned the controls on dairy farms run by an Australian company in which Fonterra has a controlling stake. Now, we're going to get into this more intensely just after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. My marvellous and special guest is Nicola Grace, the media spokesperson from Health Freedom New Zealand for the whole hour. We'll be right back.
Sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. The VinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz. My marvellous and special guest that is going to, well, hopefully we're going to proceed to terrify you a little by telling you what's really going on. Her name is Nicola Grace, and she's the spokeswoman from Health Freedom New Zealand. Welcome, Nicola.
Hi, thanks. Hopefully we're not going to terrify people. We're going to empower people with information so they can take the right action.
Oh, can't we terrify them a little?
No. No, we need we definitely need people sort of, coming out of a coma, so to speak, and taking correct action so that the marching army of GE doesn't end up walking all over us and destroying our, you know, our environment and biodiversity and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen that movie War of the Worlds? That's kind of like a mechanical equivalent to GE crops and the damage they'll do.
It is. A movie that I've never been able to watch.
Well, you know, and maybe it's because at the end of it, it's kind of ominous that all the aliens die of disease, you know, because after all the GE's released, everybody's going to die of disease in some way, shape or form. Oh, the tyranny. Now, give us a breakdown. You've now joined in a partnership with GE Free New Zealand, and then this is well, has this kind of thing happened before? We're activist organisations have joined forces on a front like this?
Yes, it has. I mean, we're always reaching out and looking to join forces with whoever we can because we've got to pull together. Each organisation on their own can only go so far. And because GE is a cross-border issue, it affects so many different organisations all over the world. So the more we can pull together, I think the more power that we can have, and we can share information and have a look at ways of combating what we're dealing with. So we've had an association with the Fluoride Action Network New Zealand on our fluoride campaign. So we're always looking. You know, we're always looking for relationships.
Kind of like the speed daters now.
It kind of feels that way at the moment, because what's exciting about what's happening in GE is on the Americans on the 26th of March are marching on the White House. That's called Rally for the Right to Know, where they've on their Facebook page, Rally for the Right to Know, they've put millions against Monsanto, and they're marching against this idea that we don't need to label GE. In fact, we do need to label. We have a right to know, and we support that campaign. And there's lots of other groups around that we're pulling all together so that we can pull our resources and get the information out there and take the right action.
See, I don't think this is the right action, because I don't want to label GE. I want to disable GE.
I'm 100% behind you, absolutely, but I think that when you're looking at campaigning, it's always good to circle the wagon, and when you circle the wagon, you can then pull the string and the whole thing falls down. And part of that is, you know, needing to deal with it at a political level, but really quickly and easily stop spending money on food that contains GE. And the slogan of our GE Shoppers campaign is, if in doubt, leave it out. It is going to take years before the politicians get with it and change the labelling, because they aren't governing countries. It's the corporations that are governing. So by campaigning with the politicians, we absolutely need to do that. But more importantly, we need to vote with our dollar. And if in doubt, leave it out. If the label doesn't specify and you have a suspicion because you see on there that it's got imported ingredients or ingredients that come from a derivative of soy or corn or beets, or now we've got alfalfa or rice, potatoes in some countries, if in doubt, leave it out. Leave it out of your shopping cart, because the supermarkets will notice that certain items are staying off the shelf. Rightly or wrongly, the manufacturers will start putting on their labels that they have a commitment to GE, to a GE policy, and they'll start labeling themselves regardless of what the politicians are telling them to do, because their products aren't selling.
Mm.
And well, that has that has been successful with country of origin labelling. In New Zealand, we do not have laws that state manufacturers have to put the origin of their ingredients. So what consumers started doing is not buying in foodstuffs, and the other made brand in New Zealand noticed certain things were sitting on the shelf, so they're actually labelling country of origin themselves. So when you go to the supermarket now, you'll see oranges from California or beans from Australia, because they weren't moving. And so I think we do have a tremendous amount of power, especially if the whole world gets in on it and other countries start a GE Free Shoppers Facebook page and campaign, and simply, if in doubt, leave it out.
Yeah, well, good message. Good message, and it rhymes too, so it's a wonderful for propaganda and brainwashing. So hopefully this will stick in people's minds. You know?
Brilliant branding.
Yeah.
That's something Health Freedom New Zealand's really famous for.
Bernays would be proud of you. Oh, hey, well, isn't that part of it though, Nicola? I mean, it's like you understand what your enemy's kind of campaign strategies are, and then you can use that as a framework to how to mount your own campaigns against them.
Absolutely. That's definitely part of circling the wagon, for sure. Yeah. And then undermining the power that they have. The power they have is the withdrawal and the withholding of information. That, because when people don't know, they can just, you know, blindly go along. But we're not living in a time where it's that easy to withhold information anymore.
Yeah. And that's the point of a lot of alternative media these days, is to just give you the information that you don't know already. Okay.
Right.
So I really, really do this show. And we have a lot of New Zealand listeners now, and a lot of American listeners too. And everybody kind of seems to get it, because the same stuff that's happening here is happening over there. And it's almost like there's basically no difference, really. The whole world is governed exactly the same, the same group of scumbags, and you find out that it's even the same corporations that push the same descriptions of scumbaggery.
Yeah, the only reason we have national borders now is so that people can track our comings and goings, because ultimately, economically and politically, there are no borders. It's a fallacy.
Well, isn't it like it's now ruled by monetary system, isn't it? It doesn't matter what your country is doing, where it is or whatever. It all matters about what its kind of value is. And what these megacorps are doing is they're coming in and making sure that their products become the only ones that are available, so that they can milk more money out of it and suck it back. And it's this exponential growth paradigm with zero concern for human life or anything. Or in fact, it's mainly concerned with human life. And in that sense, I mean by annihilating it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point, because one of the most alarming things that we have with GE and Health Freedom is the fact that at the very beginning, there were no tests done by the food safety authorities to see whether or not this food is actually safe in the human body. So they just willy-nilly approved it. And now in New Zealand, we've got at least 40 suspected ingredients in our food chain. In America, the statistic is something like 80% of food in supermarket shelves is GE, or the livestock has been fed with GE feed. And so that's really quite horrendous, an infiltration with no studies done on the human body and the human health. And independent studies prior to the release and the acceptance of these foods has been to show cows dying and rats dying after being fed GE soy and corn. So that is really alarming, I think, and it is a good reason why, if in doubt, leave it out. If you don't know, then don't consume it. And, you know, is it Food Inc.? I think it was the movie Food Inc. They talked about when they looked down the aisles of the supermarkets, all they saw were cornfields. Just about everything's got some kind of derivative of corn in it in America, in the processed food department. So stay away from the cornfields, you know. Don't shop down the aisles.
Yeah. And it's interesting you talk about how all the rats and cows dying when they're eating all this G food. I don't mean all of them. I'm not blowing it out of proportion, but you know, several of them. Not a very good sign at the best of times, right? And it strikes me that the reason they keep using it is because they also view us as vermin, as rats, as cattle.
You kind of get that feeling for sure. I mean, if anybody wants to track those studies, you can go to the Institute for Responsible Technology so you can actually see that information for yourself because we're not making it up. But, yeah, absolutely, it's like it's a mass experiment because the experimentation was not done and released prior to the to genetic engineering and genetic modification occurring. The experimentation is taking place across the population at large. However, there's no tracking. There's no tracking or monitoring what the effect is. So it's people like
It's like in one of those movies where some scientific experimenter just, you know, goes a little bit mad and then decides that he's going to do everything willy-nilly and says, ah, she'll be right. And this is great, great for New Zealand, you know. Oh, gee, she'll be right. I don't think so. And what's happened here is exactly that type of disaster movie scenario where science has gotten out of freaking control and now they've got this enormous virus or monster or something that has been released and is now threatening the entire freaking world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, little boys, and I don't mean that sort of against boys, but little boys throw away your toys sort of thing. It's like get rid of the toys and get serious. But it isn't, I don't think it's going to happen at that level. I think that those types of companies will not change without being brought to their knees. And since money is their food for continuing to be able to do what they do, as consumers, that's where we have the power. Vote with your dollar, withdraw your money from them. And again, if in doubt, leave it out.
Well, you can literally kneecap a business by just refusing to go there. Like I remember somebody on Radio Live, I think it might have been Martin Crump, he really loved his free-range pork, right? Free-range organic pork, and this little local butcher who kept selling it to him, and he went there every week to get some of it or something on those lines. And then it changed owners. He came in and he says, hey, have you got any free-range pork? Owner says, nah, that's all just a load of rubbish. She's like, all right, thanks very much. I'm out of here. And the very next week, there was a sign out the front that says, fresh, free-range organic pork.
Yeah, exactly. We did that here in New Zealand as well, Vinny, with Cadbury. You know, when the Americans bought out Cadbury from the Brits and they started using palm kernel oil and there was a suspicion of some of their products do have GE ingredients in them. New Zealanders on math went, stuff that, we're buying Whittaker. We all started buying Whittaker. Whittaker started putting out ads saying that, you know, that they were kosher and everything was great about their chocolate. So now there's been mass sales. They've increased their product line. They, you know, when you walk into the supermarkets now, you see great big huge piles of Whittaker's chocolate where Cadbury's chocolate used to be, and Cadbury's has just been pushed aside. So, you know, we can do that again with every product. You can go – well, if you go to GE Free Shoppers NZ Facebook page, you'll find the two guides, the American guide, which is, let's have a look, non-GMO shopping guide, as well as the Australian guide, the True Food Guide, to find out what brands are committed to GE policy, GE Free policy, I should say, what brands contain GE ingredients, what brands might contain GE ingredients, and you know, and then vote with your dollar. If in doubt, leave it out. I took that guide to the supermarket, and I don't buy much from the supermarket except for, you know, dry stuffs that you need with the old toothpaste and stuff. I usually get most of my food from the farmers markets, but I happened to be going to the supermarket with my True Food Guide, making sure that, you know, I wasn't putting anything in my shopping cart that inadvertently had GE ingredients. And I was absolutely shocked to see how much stuff sits on our supermarket shelf that is suspected to have GE ingredients. And I did change my buying habits for sure.
Well, if buying habits, is that really the easy one here? I mean, that's something everybody can do, right? That's not such a difficult thing, because it's just making a decision. Okay, I'm not going to buy that particular product. I'm going to buy the one next to it, or I'm not going to buy them at all because they're all poison, which is in my experience almost exclusively the case.
Yeah.
When I go into a supermarket, I try to find stuff that isn't poison, and it's just so freaking difficult. Our whole food chain is now this cacophony of cancer-causing carcinogens.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep, it is indeed. Yeah. I mean, the further away you can eat from processed food, the better. I mean, sticking to your fresh fruits and vegetables and, you know, nuts and seeds and legumes. And because I'm a vegetarian, one of the biggest things that I'm really alarmed about is the amount of Terminator seeds piling into India at the moment, because, you know, that's where I get most of my lentils and my beans from. And it's insidious how it is really creeping in, and it's going to be harder for organic companies to be able to get certification for organic with crops that specifically have cross-contamination through the pollination of GMOs. So, you know, like now...
That sounds like planned command and control warfare to me. If your enemy is somebody who is capable of producing crops that are outside your control, and your crops basically spread across to their fields, and then you can automatically take their land off them if you find your... Yeah. That sounds like an incredibly brilliant scheme if you were a sociopath.
Yeah, it's bioterrorism and biocolonialism and, you know, all those things. Yeah, but I think
Are we able to then launch a war on bioterrorism? I mean, what are we going to do, bomb New York or something?
They need money to do what they do.
And again,
they can't keep doing what they do without money.
Well, rather than this, they can't
give them your money.
Well, they can't do what they want to do without you. In other words, that's the responsibility. They can't do it without you, okay? That is their linchpin. If they don't have any money, they are dead in the freaking water. We can smack them down in a very simple type fashion by making a few simple decisions. But
I think
one thing I'm really conscious of is just how difficult it is to not get poisoned, even by things that aren't GE. I mean, there's also aspartame, there's alcohol, there's cigarettes, there's carbon monoxide in the air coming out of our exhaust pipes, electromagnetic radiation. There's a bazillion things that are trying to poison you, kill you, dumb you down. You know, the list goes on. And unfortunately, it's so hard to teach everybody about all the different threats that they face so they can protect themselves from all of them. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load.
This is genetically modified fruit's theme song.
Me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside.
And I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land, because I've been everywhere, man. I've been across the mountains and across the deserts there, man. I've been everywhere. It's genetically modified foods theme song. coming to a frickin' province near you, I'm sure. Now, do we even have any genetically modified foods even growing in New Zealand? But because the key spark off here is genetically modified pine trees being grown in New Zealand, isn't it, Nicola?
That's right. We don't have anything, as far as food is concerned, that's been released out into the general population. I know that there have been trials that have come through IRMA to start cropping with potatoes. I think that got rejected. I'm not quite sure. But we do have experimentation. I mean, New Zealand's been working with GMOs in the lamb industry for quite some time now. It just hasn't been released out to the population. And it's a bigger it's a bigger issue for New Zealand too, because we've always been seen as the clean, green country, and we get a lot of tourism because of what we call the New Zealand brand. And it's just being destroyed left, right and centre, which is just such a shame, because we're missing out on an opportunity to capitalise on the organic market and the growth of the organic market. We are, you know, potentially the food bowl for the world to have pure food. And if we allow crops to be grown here that are GE, that's all going to be destroyed, which is why now's the time that we've really got to send a loud message to Parliament and also to everybody that this is something that we can't allow to have happen. We have in our midst a man whom I won't judge, called Peter Gluckman, who is the chief scientist to the government. And he has been on television on numerous occasions. I've seen him interviewed, where he is pushing very heavily GE for New Zealand as a way for us to progress, which is incredibly small-minded. And I just wonder who's paying him. I'd love anybody out there, love for a forensic accountant to come be part of our team so we could start following the money and then expose that.
Yeah. Well, there might be somebody I can hook you up with after the show there, Nicola. Now, one idea that I'm kind of rustling around in my brain here is, what is an appropriate level of hostility to hear? I mean, obviously we can't go up to a politician or a paid science stooge and punch them in the face, even though it might be appropriate and might save human life as a result. which in that case makes me wonder, did you hear about the hammers that were used to bash up a whole bunch of planes in UK that time ago, the ploughshares actions?
No.
No?
No.
Well, they set a legal precedent that if you damage equipment that is going to be used to kill people, you know, unjustifiably, then they get off in court. Same thing happened to the ploughshares activists who pulled the cover off the dome down in Waihopai, the secret spy base. So I wonder, is there something that the health freedom movement could destroy in New Zealand that's actually physically there, that's really doing damage and pumping out poisons to the public?
Absolutely. Vinny,
Profits.
Oh, yeah. That's what we can destroy, and we can do that very fast. The average New Zealander is spending $100, $150 a week per person on food. You can destroy their profits relatively fast. If in doubt, leave it out. Stay away from the aisles. Stick to fresh fruit and veg and organic grains. And you know that when you eat a really healthy diet and you're putting a lot of legumes, grains, and beans into your diet instead of meats and dairy and stuff, it's quite cheap. It's very, very cheap to feed your family. It's highly nutritious. And, you know, it's a win-win-win situation all around.
Well, and hold on a second. How long ago was it that pretty much everybody was growing their own food in their backyard to some description of fashion? I believe even up as recent as the 1950s, virtually everybody had a garden or chickens or something.
That's correct. And that is changing back. We're going back that way. I mean, you know, like everybody I know who lives with a backyard is growing some form of food in their own backyard.
Mm. Well, coupled with this, we have the oncoming mega depression caused by 1.4 quadrillion of derivatives, which John Key was instrumental in helping to grow. So who better to lead the country into oblivion, I always say, than the person who helped to cause the financial crisis. But in either case, what the economic crisis is really going to do here, and I'm thinking back to the last Great Depression, where in the United States, something in the region of millions of people starved to death during a time when 90% of people lived in rural areas and grew their own food. And today, only 10% of people do, and the rest of us live in cities with nothing. You know, what is a huge economic depression going to do to the food supply here when food prices are so high? And this is coming this year, I believe, when food prices are so high that the shelves will be stocked and ready, but nobody will have the money to buy them. It seems that most famines that have ever occurred have not been due to lack of supply, like the potato famine, for example. It was because the Irish couldn't afford to buy the potatoes because the British jacked the prices up and then exported them to Britain. Right.
Yeah, see, and that's one of the reasons why people push GE, because they say it's a real cheap food source. And in actual fact, it's not. It's not cheap at all. When you have a look at all of the different aspects of it, it's a complete fallacy that GE food is cheaper.
Yeah. And meanwhile, today, everybody's watching the news, watching our fabulous Prince William give his condolences to the poor people of Christchurch. And in times like these, it may appear callous, but you do have to, this does have to cross your mind if you really are serious about what's happening in your country. What else is going on that the media isn't telling us? And what Nicola is telling us here today won't be repeated in mainstream press, or at the very least hasn't yet.
will be discredited in the mainstream press. I mean, look at what they did to me over the anti-vitamin bill. Completely tried to destroy me, my reputation, and said that I was a liar and everything, because that's what they do. Anybody that stands up and speaks the truth gets pounced upon in the media in New Zealand and attacked.
Yeah. Well, it just makes my freaking blood boil, you know, to see my country being taken over by evil scumbags that have captured the government, that have brainwashed the people into supporting the government, which supports the corporations, which screws over the people. You know, it's like this one step, two step, three step process. So the average person doesn't see through the glossy veneer of total scumbaggery that we see floating around in Parliament and in the faces of corporate office. And I'm not saying that everybody who wears a suit is an evil person. Far from it. I'm just saying that they're the devil.
Did you get a chance to have a look at that video I sent you about that Frenchman in Tokyo who released a YouTube video yesterday morning in Japan about the third reactor exploding over there? So they knew about the explosion, and then he turns on the TV in Japan and there's all these ads about where you can buy really good pizzas, and there is no warning or flash announcement and what have you. And he's getting his message out there, and he's wanting people to pass it on to get the information out there, because that affects the entire world. The information is being withdrawn. It's like whether it's GE or, you know, the real damage of and spread of this nuclear meltdown, the information is being withheld because it doesn't support the corporation. Everybody, you know, is supposed to keep going to work so the whole machine works and people make money and the corporations get to survive. So the video he's asking for is, you know, the thing that we can do is spread information, is just keep spreading information. And things grow out of that quite organically. I mean, if you live in America, just have a look at what's happened in Wisconsin.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't think revolution is possible tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, get off your ass. Seriously. It's happening everywhere. Like at a moment's notice through Twitter and Facebook, you can like overthrow a government these days. And so at a moment's notice, when everybody says, hey, if in doubt, leave it out, so too will come down these GE pesticide scumbags who are attempting to poison, destroy forever our biosecurity, the ability to feed our families healthy food, all for their own selfish ends, which don't include us, which means that, hey, if half of the population of the world has to die, so be it. We don't care.
If the whole world became a GE-free shopper, I think we could do it in under a month. So, you know, if you're not in New Zealand, start your own Facebook page, GE-free shopper, and then your country, and then link to us so we can all link up together and really just get the message out there worldwide. Become a GE-free shopper. If in doubt, leave it out.
Have we got stickers, Nicola? Because I want a sticker for my car.
Yeah, well, we're looking at doing stickers and badges and T-shirts, like getting a really big T-shirt. So if you're going shopping after work, you could just put your T-shirt on over your clothes. You don't have to take clothes off, just stick it on. And so that's all coming. I mean, it's just time, and those things take time. We need a graphic designer to actually design the T-shirt for us. But if we could get that T-shirt out there worldwide, that would be really awesome. And
you know, it would be a cool idea if we had a worldwide competition of a design competition for the T-shirt.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Because this affects absolutely everyone, and I think there'll be a lot of artists out there who are just dying to take a shot at these people. What about David Dees? I love his illustrations when it comes to GE. You know, everybody looks just so pallid with blue veins popping out of them as they drink their aspartame-laced orange juice with their aspartame pops and their MSG dogs. It's great, man. Poison is everywhere, and doesn't it come in pretty packaging?
the greatest thing is like some of them will come in these really beautiful green packages. So they'll just make something nice and greeny. So you go, oh, yeah, look, colour, green, that must be a green product, must be a healthy product. Or they'll put, you know, the word health on there but won't be making a claim. It's really subtle the way they're trying to manipulate your mind into thinking what you're eating is good for you.
Yeah. And they've got the resources to pay all sorts of people, psychiatrists, support groups, and, you know, advertisers. And I believe even Saatchi and Saatchi got a contract from the government to help push their 1080 agenda as well, which poisons the food supply to no end, just like GE.
Their profits come from sales.
Perception management is a very, very essential tool for any description of company or government. Even if you're doing good things, you still have to manage the public's perception so that all people make sure you think about this direction. Don't look over here, because that's not good for me for you to be looking over there. Okay? I need you to be obedient workers, just dumb enough to operate the machines and type in those lines of code at work. But if you question what the government is doing, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist, you are. How dare you accuse incredibly wealthy people with all the money in the world of trying to get more power for themselves? How dare you? It's preposterous.
Well, I think the facts speak for themselves. You know, you just have to take a really good look at who's got all of the money and what they're doing. Versus who doesn't have the money and what they're doing.
Well, and just quickly on that point, there was that ad that Whittaker's put out saying, you know, our chocolate's natural and dairy milk chocolate from Cadbury's is really crapola, that kind of stuff. And very, very quickly, the public changed their spending habits. But that was because Whittaker's put up that enormous expensive ad on mainstream television. So if we could get a group of companies who have got enough money to put that kind of message out and pay through the nose that it takes in order to get something to the national consciousness level, that's one of the ways. The other ways is listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. You're listening and you're hearing, and I hope that you're learning, because I certainly am, to Nicola Grace, the woman for Health Freedom New Zealand. And we'll be right back to the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com chat room at gorillamedia.com.nz. We'll be right back.
We're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday, and Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh yeah, sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business time. That's what
you mean.
My
name's Monsanto, and I'm going to rape your country anyway. It's business time. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about destroying your diversity. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio, and incidentally, the vinnieeastwoodshow.com. Join us in the chat room there. Our very special guest joining us, this is the final segment here, is Nicola Grace, who is the spokeswoman for Health Freedom New Zealand, who have just drummed up a partnership with GE Free New Zealand to take these ridiculously evil, filthy scumbags and all their dangerous products the hell off our shelves. Nicola, welcome back.
Hi, thanks, Vinny.
Now, please, there was one thing you wanted to get out was the details for people actually to call Fonterra. And for those of you unfamiliar with what Fonterra is, it's the world's largest, is it a dairy company? Like, it's pretty much a conglomerate of all the slave farmers in New Zealand. And they all get their milk done through Fonterra. So New Zealand is essentially a Fonterra estate. And I would advise people to continue the war on Fonterrorism. Because hey, if you keep supporting them, the Fonterrorists win.
Yeah. If in doubt, leave it out. The New Zealand Herald just reported that Fonterra has been suspected for using GE feed for their dairy cows, which means that the GE bacteria and organisms can make their way into the dairy products. And Fonterra's dairy, they are the largest exporter of dairy worldwide. So that is not just going to affect your cheese, your butter and your milk. It's also going to affect all the products that use Fonterra's dairy. Biscuits, confectionery, chocolate, packaged cakes, all the kind of processed food that we shouldn't really be eating anyway. But it's out there, and Fonterra have been very cagey since the True Food Guy confronted them about their GE free policy, about just exactly what farms are using GE food. And especially now that you've got GE alfalfa feed being released in America, everything is cross border. A lot of New Zealand cows eat grass, but in other countries they're being fed feed, and it gets into the food chain. So as part of the GE Free New Zealand campaign, they're asking everybody to contact Fonterra. So this doesn't necessarily have to be just New Zealanders, because remember, much of the dairy that's out there in the world comes from Fonterra. So it doesn't matter what country you're in, if you go to GE Free Shoppers NZ Facebook page and go to the event for Fonterra, you'll find all of the contact details for the CEO, Andrew, how do you pronounce his last name, Vinny?
Sorry, Andrew who?
The CEO for Fonterra.
Ferrier, is it?
Ferrier, yeah, because I was about to say Ferrero as a Ferrero, the chocolate.
Well, that does have dairy products in it. And maybe if you crack them open, you'll get a little toy.
I completely blank out, but I just did that just then. Mainly because I'm so not beside myself, but, it's really difficult to get over the anger that you feel for somebody who's driving a corporation and a country, I think, down the tubes. But anyway, if you go to the GE Free Shoppers NZ Facebook page, you'll find the event there for details for writing a letter if you want to write a letter, links to where their Facebook pages are so you can post something on their Facebook page, and the points that we want to cover very clearly in any letters that go out to him, so that they know that we're watching, they know that we're making consumer decisions not to consume their products, and we want to see a commitment from them for a GM policy consistent with their sustainable policy that they've got plastered all over their website.
Well, I've only got 6 letters for Fonterra. F off, GE. these people, they don't have any concern. I don't know. Well, how is it that when you output 30,000 feet, you can't see what's going on beneath you? It's silly. You know, doesn't make any sense. Unless, of course, it's intentional. And, of course, like you said, Nicola, we need to actually expose what these people's financial connections are. See if there is actually a conflict of interest. And there probably is. In fact, you know, you and I both know, there usually always is. And yeah. I'd like to thank you very much, Nicola, for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on here. And ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com shop, I believe it's up there right next to the homepage, you can purchase a copy of Nicola's CD that she's got on there that we made together. And, yeah, it's pretty awesome stuff. So thanks, Nicola, for coming on. And please plug your website, and then we'll say fairly well.
Thank you. It's the Facebook page, GE Free Shoppers NZ. And if you're in a country other than New Zealand, please go there, have a look at what we've done, and create your own Facebook GE Free Shoppers page for your country and link up with us.
All right. Well, there we have it. Nicola Grace, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to another exciting edition of the G. I was going to say the GE show, but it's actually the VE show. Oh, a bit of a Freudian slip there. Oh, the toxic contamination. So, yeah, a fabulous show, fabulous show. We're being contaminated by radiation on the one side, contaminated by GE on the other side, and we're kind of smooshed in the middle like a bunch of people that have enormous weapons of information, and we are armed to the teeth. And we are not going to let any of these people get away with what they're doing without a big fight. You know? Give them hell, boys. Thanks for listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Check us out on Facebook, at the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will Ryan Facebook page. And also the VinnieEastwoodShow.com has fabulous archives where we'll be posting up this show. And, of course, we've posted many more. We'll be back tomorrow.